You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Well, happy April Fool's weekend, and no fooling, this is just another edition of the Mailbag. No jokes, sorry to say. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com, and let's get started with a question from Chris Frost, who asks, can you talk about the Broncos bringing back the fullback? Seems like that is one position we could do without. Seems like more depth at O-line or safety or linebacker would be suited for the roster spot. Well, you know, if you look at how the overall roster is constructed, there's plenty of room for a fullback. Those positions you mentioned, if the Broncos had one extra player, then they would ordinarily have it those spots. And you're talking about a guy who's inactive, who's not on the 46-man game day roster, whereas a fullback has a pretty good chance of being on the 46-man roster. Thus, it's a more valuable use of that spot than at one of those other positions. And this is a year where you could get some fullbacks. To get a fullback that works, he's got to be able to do other things, got to be able to line maybe at tight end, H-back. He's got to have some ball skills, catch the ball out of the backfield, maybe even run the football. And there's a couple of third-day possibilities in particular who might be intriguing to the Broncos. One is Glenn Gronkowski, the younger brother, of course, of Rob Gronkowski, and the other two brothers who passed through Denver a few years back. He can line up at tight end. He worked there at the Senior Bowl. And then another guy is Dan Vitale of Northwestern. He can be in the backfield, but he can also line up at tight end and H-back. He has very good ball skills, actually. They used him quite a bit as a runner and a pass catcher out of the backfield at Northwestern. So those are two guys that if the Broncos brought one of those two, and I think that would be a pretty valuable use of that spot, and I think they would have some use in the offense, not just as a blocker, but in terms of getting the football. And I think that's a more valuable use of that position than having an extra backup who wouldn't be active at those positions you mentioned. Question number two this week is from Saul Escalante, who asks, is there any chance we keep Ryan Clady after the Okung signing? Maybe move one of them over to right tackle. Well, Gary Kubiak has not closed the door on that possibility, but realistically, there's a couple of things working against that notion. Number one, Broncos salary cap room, it's $1.6 million. So as of right now, they don't have enough cap room to even get their draft picks under contract, even when accounting for the top 51 rule in the offseason, where only the top 51 salaries count toward the salary cap. You know, the Broncos will have a rookie pool of just a little bit over $6 million in all likelihood, but the difference between those salaries and the ones that would get bumped off the top 51, that still would be more than the cap room they have right now. So there's that. And the other thing is Donald Stevenson. Don't forget about him. The Broncos signed him to be a starter and be a starter at right tackle. Now, he has some flexibility. They could move him inside if need be. But with Okung on the left side and Stevenson on the right side, then you've got young guards, Tyson Brailo and Max Garcia, working on the inside. Those, you know, with all that laid out, there doesn't appear to be room for Ryan Clady. Now, you know, the door is still open, but I think right now if you're the Broncos, you're waiting to see, okay, what is a trade possibility for him? What could we get back rather than just simply releasing him? So I think it's something that's going to play out, but I don't really see Ryan Clady fitting into the plans based on the other moves the Broncos have made. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until then, take care and thanks for watching.